Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UltraTech Cement Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must therefore be viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. The company assumes no responsibility to publicly amend, modify, or revise any forward-looking statement on the basis of any subsequent development, information or events or otherwise. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Daga, Executive Director and CFO of the company. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the earnings call for quarter 3 FY24 for UltraTech Cement Limited. I will try and keep myself brief today and giving more opportunity for questions. One of the most critical points which has been doing the rounds is about demand, whether there's a slowdown, etc. We believe that this quarter the industry should grow somewhere around 3 to 4%, not more than that. And there are several reasons around it. And I should clarify it upfront before too many theories start doing the rounds. Q3 is a festive season which is generally subdued due to absenteeism of workers from project sites. And this has been a routine phenomenon year after year. Besides, a large country like ours will have something or the other going on. Such issues do hamper the movement of goods. Specifically in this quarter, we had election in four major states, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana, Rajasthan. Fiscal challenges in the states of Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal. There were floods in Tamil Nadu, cyclone in Andhra, sand and aggregate shortages in some parts of the country, NGT-related construction ban in NCR since last quarter, which still continues, and severe weather as we speak. We also had rains in Himachal, which impacted the movement of goods. You must already be aware that the first 2 days of January were also impacted by the trucker strike, which would impact not just us, but the entire economy per se. So one should not panic because of such situations. There have been news items like government orders have slowed down. I believe if so, it is only temporary. India is fundamentally poised for a huge infra growth, which will benefit all the cement players alike. The bigger point is that any project which has been initiated will go on, and we are seeing substantial construction activities across the country. So, long story short, fundamentals around growth for cement in the country continue to be the same. We have already started seeing improvement in demand since the middle of December. Slower demand leads to correction in prices, and most of the gains achieved initially have been surrendered. While QOQ and YOY, there has been an improvement in prices for the quarter, but towards the end of December exit, prices had corrected largely. You are all monitoring daily prices, but I wish to reiterate that prices are always guided by demand. As and when demand improves, prices are bound to improve. It's a pure economic phenomena. Jumping on to our expansion plans, I think we are happy to tell you that all our expansion plans are on schedule, and in fact some of them are ahead of schedule. Given the way we are seeing cement consumption going up in the country, we are quite satisfied with the way our expansion plans are panning out. On the last announcement made for 21.9 million tons of capacity, which we call internally phase 3, orders have already been placed for critical technology items, civil work has commenced on a few sites. We are confident that the plants will be commissioned as per schedule. This year, our CAPEX cash flow will exceed our initial plans which we had outlined, and we will spend around 9,000 crores. Next year also, we could see our cash flows on CAPEX being around 9,000 crores. Working capital has taken up some opportunistic bets on purchase of coal and petco, because of which our working capital is slightly extended. Both of these elements added to a marginal increase in our debt position at the end of December 23. And given our belief that Q4 will be a high throughput quarter, we should be seeing a further improvement in our cash flows and shrinking net debt. Everything else remaining the same, we are working towards reaching a zero net debt position by the end of March 25. Going forward, we keep seeing an improvement in costs. As per current data, imported coal and pet coke do not seem to be spiking up, albeit the ocean freight flare up due to the war issues. We achieved a fuel cost of 2.048 per kcal this quarter against 2.184 per kcal last quarter. Blended cost of fuel consumed net of moisture was, in dollar terms, was 150. We use very limited domestic fuel, which is around 6% of our total fuel consumption, and maximum energy is from imported coal and pet coke. We expect to see a further reduction in our fuel costs in the foreseeable future. With 455 megawatt of renewable energy and 264 megawatts of WHRS, we are now at about 24% of non-fossil fuel-based power. And work is in progress to nearly double this percentage by the end of FY25. To give you some more numbers, we today in all have 44 kilns in operation, out of which 29 kilns have already been covered by WHRS. Work is further in progress on 5 more kilns. With the ongoing expansions, by the which is at the end of completion of phase 3, by fiscal 27, we will have in all 48 kilns, and 41 kilns will be covered with WHRS. All future expansions, current and further, will always be with WHRS and zero thermal power. That is our commitment to sustainability. I have touched briefly upon costs, demand, and our expansion plans. Last but not the least, I must communicate about the recent acquisition that we have announced of cement assets of Kesoram Industries. We have already filed the scheme with the stock exchanges. CCI applications should be filed shortly, perhaps by the end of this month. And after that, there will be an NCLT process. Two NCLTs will be involved, which is namely Mumbai for us and Kolkata for Kesoram. The effective date of merger has been kept as 1st April 24. Hence, as and when the merger gets completed, the numbers will be consolidated with retrospective effect once all regulatory approvals are in place. That's all I had to share with you today from my side, and look forward to questions from you and any more inputs that you may have. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question is on other expenses. So Like I generally Q2 has higher other expenses, which we saw, and Q3 generally witnesses a drop, but this time that drop is not visible. Like first thing I wanted to highlight was I wanted to check was there any one-off on in other expenses?
No, it's not a one-off, but you know, when we saw the slowdown, I should say slowdown or lukewarm response in the markets during October, November, we did some preemptive or early preponement of some maintenance costs, which would have become part of the overall costs during this quarter.
Okay. So recently, this campaign has also been launched with Shah Rukh Khan. Of course, congratulations on that. But that is already in the P&L or Q3, or will that come?
Who is Shah Rukh Khan? Yeah, it is. Obviously, we will book the expenses. We don't keep anything for a later date.
Okay. And then lastly, I see the slide on the capacity commissioning schedule. Like, what will be the clinker capacity addition in phase 3, and where will you go on total clinker capacity at the end of phase 3?
I think I had already mentioned last time 10 to 12 million tons, but I'm not getting into details on clinker capacity, but 10 to 12 million tons. So we will always be clinker back. That is most important aspect.
Yeah.
Just 1 second,
Shah, yeah.
You want to speak.
Huh? Yeah. See, the first of all is Atul has already just said that our all capacities are always clinker backed. Actually, we never put the surplus grinding facility and not having the clinker on the backside.
Okay. Sure, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Shahdev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congrats on good set of numbers. Just two questions. First, I'll take on prices. So you said by the end of December, prices had turned fairly weak. So the exit
not
current...
weak. No, I wouldn't say weak, but the gains which were there in the quarters were largely surrendered.
Fair. So can we say that the spot price, like, you know, in January is at least, let's say, 2% or some number to it lower than Q3?
Lower than Q3, yeah. Prices would be currently lower than Q3.
Marginally.
Yeah. Okay, marginal. Fair. And sir, my second question was on your recently incorporated company in Northeast, and a very peculiar name to it, you know. So just trying to understand, it seems like something is already firmed up, and you know, very soon we could see either a greenfield expansion or some venture in that state. If you can throw some light on this.
So I will throw some light when I have the torch with me. So, sorry, I don't know why I started joking on the call, but we will come back, Naveen. Yeah, we are making progress on our expansion in the Northeast. It has been long overdue. As per the legal requirements, we need a separate entity with local partnerships, local directors, etc. So that has been structured. We will come back with details as and when we are ready.
I mean, my only question was, given the peculiarity of the name, I could sense that it could be a greenfield venture because there you don't have to really go into an auction of a mine as such. If you have land already in place, you can start.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yep. Sir, couple of questions. First, sir, you use the word we have taken opportunistic bets on fuel. Sir, can you please provide some more color over here? You did indicate on a rupees per kcal basis for the quarter. If you have taken some nice bets, does it mean it is lower than the prevailing spot prices? How should we look at it?
So, Ritesh, let's keep it for the next quarter. Why should I spill the beans right now? I also mentioned that you will keep seeing our cost curve sliding down continuously. We will reveal the numbers as and when at the end of the next quarter.
Okay. Sir, if I put the question the other way around, would we have taken...
I'll answer the other way around.
Okay. Okay. Right. So probably I'll try to move to the next question then. Sir, you did indicate that incremental clinker capacity you had earlier indicated at 10 to 12 million tons. This corresponds to phase 2 and phase 3 together?
This was about phase 3.
This was phase 3. And specific corresponding to phase 2?
14 million tons.
Okay. And the incremental announcements which we have detailed, are we incentive backed on most of the states? Because I see a few states.
I'll tell you which places have incentives. So you have Rajasthan, Rajasthan has incentives. Andhra doesn't have. Bihar has. That's it.
UP, Punjab.
UP, Aligarh, right? UP also will have it.
UP has. Tamil Nadu doesn't have.
Punjab also. Punjab kahan hai? Kyun likha hai? Punjab pehle aa gaya. Ha. Punjab. Ha. Punjab is in the phase 2. So Punjab also. Sorry. In phase 3, you would have Rajasthan, UP, Bihar. Yeah. These states will have incentives.
Okay. So AP doesn't have. I presume Tamil Nadu also would not have, right?
Yeah.
Tamil Nadu is very small.
Okay, and sir, when we give a IRR number of 15%,
we don't take incentives into account.
We don't take incentives into account. Okay, that's useful. Okay, and sir, lastly, if you want to just touch upon probably the rationale behind Kesoram, and given we have already announced phase 2 and 3, would there be a motivation to look at further inorganic assets given we have a very strong pipeline already in place?
So, Ritesh, inorganic is always opportunistic and each transaction has to be examined on its fitment with UltraTech, given the fact that we are pretty densely present in the country. So each transaction has to be examined on its own merits. So fundamentally I have maintained that we are looking for profitable growth opportunity. So it has to give us growth as well as has to be remunerative.
So at the end of the day, it has to be the value accretive actually. Otherwise, there may be number of opportunities. If it doesn't add value, I don't think it makes sense just to add capacity.
Right, but sir, my question was, will there be anything specific that will make us move or motivate us to look at it? Say something in southern India which is rich in limestone, would it
no,
be
it's
of...
not about southern India. Let me comment about whole of the entire country. So, if it's a profitable growth opportunity, that's point number one. And since you touched upon limestone, obviously it has to be limestone backed.
Okay. Sure. And sir, Kesoram, basically the motivation to go for Kesoram?
Oh, it has good limestone. It we can certainly add value to ourselves, to our customers. We can service our customers in a much better way. Markets are very attractive.
And also the good brand, the markets where they are present.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you. Thank you again.
Thanks. Next. Hello.
Yes, sir, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next question, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rashi Chopra from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my, just on utilization, your utilization was about 77% in this quarter. So
yeah.
What are you expecting in the fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter, you know, historically, if you see, I would expect this quarter also to repeat. However, election date depends on election date, as in when the election dates are announced and the code of conduct set in. it's very, very confusing to put a number, to put a finger to a number. As I already mentioned, mid-December onwards, we started seeing demand pick up and the signs are very good. Still, if I have to put a number, we will definitely cross 80-85% for sure.
Okay, and in your opinion, like for the full year, what should the industry demand growth be for like in fiscal?
Oh, we were looking at close to double digits. So 8-9% for is a possibility.
Yeah, anything between 8-9%.
Just some bookkeeping on your trade volumes and blended cement for the quarter.
Trade was 64%.
Yeah. Okay. Blended around 58%.
Yes. And the while you're given the blended coal price, what was the pet coke price for the like last quarter? You had mentioned the pet coke was $138. This quarter?
$126.
So this should continue to go down.
Yes, that's what the trend looks like.
Okay, sorry, 126 you said, right?
126.
Okay, and lastly, on the waste heat recovery, your capacity is 264 megawatts right now.
Yes.
Anything more getting added this year?
Yeah, about 26 megawatts is like in the last week or maybe 16.
Some more will come in, one or two more lines will come in.
So what is the, is there like, an, what's the total megawatt capacity expected by FY24-25 on waste heat recovery?
About 16 to 20 megawatts additional will get commissioned by the end of March 24.
Okay. And then beyond that in FY26?
25 also we'll have. So we have five existing lines under implementation, out of which you will see 16 to 20 megawatts getting commissioned by March. So three lines would have commissioning in the next fiscal year also.
Okay. So, okay, just, and CapEx, so just one last thing. I don't really want to discuss the EBITDA per ton for the next quarter, but generally speaking, directionally, prices have basically corrected. I know costs have come down or will come down as well, but I mean, this probably remains like a steady state number, what is reported in this quarter?
I assume so. I think I'm confident that it's a steady state number.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please.
Yes. The next question is from the line of Indrajit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, Indrajit Agarwal from CLSA.
Indrajit,
After the capex of 18,000 crore in the 2 years, how much will be remaining for phase three till phase three?
We had total cost of 13,000, 12,000, right? 25,000.
Phase two and three is around 25,000.
25,000, yeah. Out of which 18 is getting completed, so balance is there 7,000 crores.
And given that not all the capacity, about 2 million tons of capacity at Kesoram is not clinker-backed, so could we look to realign some of our like organic expansion to support that, or how do we...
Yes, we are looking at it. I think in the next... we have plenty of time, so once we are get CCI approval, we'll work more closely with them to understand their plans and how we can realign our capacities.
Sure. And sir, last question on this post Kesoram, we will be at around 190 odd million ton capacity, right?
Very close to that number. Yes, very close to that number.
And our target is in 200 India. By 28. Yes, in India. And our target is 200 by 28. So do we have enough organic opportunities for getting to that additional 10 million ton?
Organic, most certainly.
Okay. All right. And all those organic, we are still confident that it's truly lower than like, say, $90 to $100 per ton, right?
Absolutely. No doubts about that.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question, please. Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Ashish Jain from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, Ashish. Yeah.
Ashish, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
I think the next person, he has dropped off, I think.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, you're audible.
Sir, you know, on you gave some numbers on, you know, films with WHRS, and while that you said that currently we have 44 films, and by 27 we will have 48 films. So are we adding this 25 million ton between phase 1 and phase 2 just across 4 new lines? I was not clear about that.
Yeah, there are four greenfield lines getting added.
For 24 million tons of clinker. Okay. Fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. My first question is on last quarter's demand growth. You said it's around 3-4%. Would you have like region-wise distribution of how this growth was?
Very difficult at the moment. We will wait to see numbers from regional players. Then it'll be better to comment on that.
And your utilization of 77%, how would that be region-wise?
More or less evenly spread, you know, the highest being 80-85% and the lowest being 74-73%.
Okay, so south utilizations have like, I believe the south number would be lower number of the range. So south utilization for yourself and for the industry has like sustainably moved up, or is like we are operating at significantly high?
So when we are growing at a pace higher than the industry, our capacity utilizations will also be higher than the industry. That is one. South market has been consolidating and improving continuously. Gone are the days when southern markets used to operate sub 50%. So you are seeing south markets also going up above 70% for sure.
And over next 6 months, as you conquer, like volume growth may like sort of get impacted. How do you see the pricing during this period?
The pricing is pretty determined by demand, good demand across the country, and I have seen, you know, in the past also, when all India capacity utilization crosses 85%, prices become very strong. So it's a play of demand. If there's good demand, prices tend to improve.
Like versus last quarter when we like sort of seen like start of the quarter, we had like 5% higher prices, like all of that rolled back. We are like sort of having a similar view on pricing like we had that time, or?
My sense is if capacity utilizations in January, March, which has precedence, you know, if you go last 2-3 years, capacity utilizations have been strong, the prices could improve. However, we are heading into election period, so there might be, you know, how demand pans out, it remains to be seen.
Sure. And lastly, this 25,000 crores of capex, you said 9 and maybe 7 for 3 years.
Yeah.
Is this maintenance capex also included in this?
All in.
Okay, so maintenance included, we have 25,000 crores.
One second. Sorry. So it's only phase 2, phase 3, yeah. So maybe 1,000 or 2,000 crores on maintenance capex, give or take. And WHRS, there will be WHRS also, which is under implementation. But all put together, capex, which I am seeing this year, we have already crossed about 6,500 crores. For the 9 months, so we will very easily touch 9,000 crores on that, which includes both cash flow, which includes both our growth capex as well as routine capex or maintenance capex. This is a trend which we see at least next year for sure.
Sure. So 9 and next FY26 will have like 6-7 plus.
It will be higher only. It will be higher, not 7, because there will be maintenance capex also.
And in between, there will be like acquisition EV of around 7,500 crores.
Yes, that is coming in. So in my commentary, when I mention FY 2025 net cash on the balance sheet, I am not taking into account this acquisition, which will bring in a debt of 2,000 crores.
Right. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Prateek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devesh Agarwal from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So firstly, in terms of cost, you did mention that the cost will continue to slide. But based on our inventories, can you give some sense what could be the decline we can expect in 4Q?
We are at $150 this quarter. So we are at $150 of consumption this quarter. I would expect 7-8% reduction over the next 6 months for sure. It could be higher also.
Okay. And secondly, sir, based on our Kesoram acquisition, you do have some capacity addition plans in phase three in the southern India. Can there be any rethink or those remain intact?
So I think somebody had asked about this. In the next 6 months, we will come back in case there is any change in our existing expansion plans.
Okay. And so in the RMC business, what would be the margin for the quarter?
In what? RMC business?
Yes, sir.
RMC business generally delivers 3% higher. 4%. Sorry, 4% margin. Over and above cement, yeah.
Understood. Perfect, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Just a couple of questions. One follow-up to Naveen's question. On the foray in Northeast, I just want a clarification. You already have some limestone assets there in Northeast?
Identified, yes.
Oh, but not existing assets. Secondly, on Nawalgarh, in the phase three, we don't see Nawalgarh yet. Is there some land acquisition?
No. That will come in phase four.
Yeah.
Land acquisition is happening. Yeah. Because right now, we are doing Kotputli expansion in Rajasthan, which is part of our phase two.
Phase two.
Which will get commissioned, and then we will take up further expansion in Rajasthan in phase four, if I can call it that way. Sorry?
Just land acquisition is still going on there.
Sorry. And Nathdwara expansion, my colleague corrected me. Nathdwara expansion is also happening right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So could you share the breakup of the pending 2.6 million ton debottlenecking, which was due in second half, and also the three slag grinding units, which are expected next year?
So slag grinding units, one is in South, one in West Bengal, and third one?
Two in Bengal
and one in South. And as far as debottlenecking, I think I've corrected the numbers in this presentation as compared to earlier. So once we are through, we will come back with the details on debottlenecking.
Okay. The debottlenecking, there are changes. And this Burnpur is already amalgamated end of Q3?
Yes. Burnpur, we had acquired the assets and not the company.
So this is already done. Okay.
Already in our balance sheet.
And also, can you share the phase three? You mentioned some 10-12 million ton of clinker additions.
Yeah.
Across which, what would be the reason-wise clinker additions for kilns?
That's happening in East. East, North, and South.
South.
What would be the breakup? Because South, we see that you are adding one large greenfield, 6 million ton in Andhra, and one brownfield, 2.7 million ton, which is in, again, APCW. So almost 9 million ton addition.
Rajesh, let's focus on cement capacity instead of getting into clinker details.
And total you said is how much, sir?
Total on what?
Total clinker across these three regions would be how much?
Give or take 12 million tons.
12 million tons. Okay. And sir, lastly, Q3 volume numbers for various regions have been impacted. But in Q4, is it feasible to see a 10% plus growth? You have the capacity in place. Is that a reasonable number you are looking at, 10% plus growth in Q4?
Right now, given the weather conditions in north, the north is still not doing full steam. Otherwise, all the other regions are performing well. We should see a good improvement in our Q4 numbers. I don't want to comment on a number which is unnecessarily giving directional performance for Q4.
Okay. Because if you work out even sequentially, you're able to deliver 25% volume growth. Year on year, it would still look at some 7 to 8% growth. So, is it the base effect will also come in play? Is what I was looking at.
No. As I mentioned, Rajesh, I don't want to preclude or reach a conclusion on Q4 in this call. We are focusing on Q3 performance.
Great, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, one data point. What's the premium share for this quarter?
23%.
23%. And second, sir, definitely as you mentioned that in terms of the demand for fourth quarter, we are looking at it to improve. But overall, if you look at for FY25 also, will there be some slowdown in the first half and net for the full year? Will it be fair to say the max we can see is 6.5% kind of a demand growth at industry level in FY25?
Maybe. I think so. It is a possibility.
But our growth will definitely be much better than the industry growth.
Yeah. We will have higher growth, definitely.
Okay. And on the profitability front, sir, if you can repeat what you mentioned, I was not clear. Did you mention that the profitability still have a scope to improve given the cost curve is still going to be on the declining side? Or will it be going forward in FY25? Will it be more of from the pricing perspective? We can see the profitability to improve.
I didn't comment anything on future profitability. What I said was you could see improvement or reduction in cost of fuel further. It all depends on how volumes play, how other levers of the P&L play out.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. So, firstly, congrats on a good set of numbers. I wanted to know what a gray cement EBITDA per ton would be.
Gray cement EBITDA per ton, we are at 1200 rupees per ton. 1208, depending upon operating EBITDA, how you calculate operating EBITDA, it would be around 1208 rupees per ton.
No, sir. So our India business, when we declare numbers, I think it includes our white cement RMC also. So I'm just trying to understand if gray cement EBITDA will be slightly lower, but because of RMC, it will be a blended number of 1208. Is my understanding correct?
Yeah. RMC is obviously part of our gray cement business.
Okay. And from a capital perspective, what would be our fuel cost for the quarter, sir?
From what perspective?
KKL,
I already gave it, I think, 2.04.
Okay, and where do we see it going in the coming quarter?
Yeah, you should have been on the call earlier. I expect...
No, I was there, sir. Directionally, I just wanted to know how much...
Directionally, it will be reducing. Again, I also mentioned 6 to 8% reduction is a possibility. It could be more, it could be less. I don't have a control on that.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Jain from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, my first question was on the expansion. That, you know, like when we acquired Nathdwara, one of the arguments was that we can easily double the capacity. But even in phase 3, there's only 1.2 million tons coming in Nathdwara. And we have hardly added after the acquisition. And from, you know, from profitability point of view also, I think in the past you have highlighted that Nathdwara is fairly profitable. So why are we going so slow on Nathdwara expansion?
The Nathdwara actually, the what you are talking, 1.2 is the cement actually, but the clinker is 3.3 million tons. So obviously the grinding has to take place not entirely at the same site, but in the market.
Right. So clinker wise we are adding fair bit in Nathdwara.
Yeah.
Got it. And sir, secondly, in terms of Kesoram, is it possible to quantify the potential Kesoram offers, given, you know, you said that one of the reasons...
I missed your question. Repeat, please.
Sir, I'm saying Kesoram, is it possible to quantify the potential Kesoram has in terms of capacity addition, given that was one of the reasons you said for the acquisition?
So whatever we studied, their existing location in Karnataka does definitely has limestone and land available to expand.
Okay. So my last question, you know, like this quarter, if I see nearly 2/3 of your renewable power is coming from wasted recovery. So out of the 24%, 16% is wasted recovery. So in 2027, the 60% target that we have, are we seeing the dependence on solar or wind going up, or the
yes.
It will be maintained?
Yes, no. It will go up.
So what would be the mix then, ballpark, if we have any, I'm sure we will have a long-term plan.
So solar would be around 34% out of 60 and 26% would be WHR.
Sorry, out of, no, okay,
34% would be renewable energy.
No, sorry, sir, I thought it was 60% target by 2027, right?
Total, that is green energy.
Right.
Which includes WHRS also.
Okay, got it.
85% by 2030.
Right.
Which will be largely delivered by renewable energy.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir, two questions. Sir, first is we have given a long-term carbon intensity target of 462. This includes scope 1 reduction of like 27% from the baseline and 69% on scope 2. So is there a roadmap which is there to reduce carbon intensity? I would presume clinker factor would be one of the variables. So when we are looking at phase 2 and phase 3, are we looking at this particular variable to shift significantly? That's the first question.
So to answer, yes, clinker factor will be the largest driver for reducing the CO2 emissions. We have a concrete plan in place to reduce clinker factor. New products which are getting added, variants which are getting added, which help improve the clinker conversion factor.
Sir, would it be possible to guide any particular clinker factor number, say by FY 26, 27, or say 28, something in interim before 2032?
No, I would not want to reveal that.
Okay. And sir, as you indicate, we will focus on clinker factor, then how should we understand the demand supply dynamics for fly ash and slag? If you could provide some color over here and specifically on the cost inflation
my
for
sense,
both this
My area. Sense is that we country will not have any shortage on account of fly ash and slag availability. It cement industry will not suffer because of that.
Okay, but from a cost inflation standpoint?
On these commodities?
Yes.
So again, it's a matter of demand and supply. For example, fly ash can vary from zero cost to 500, 600 rupees per ton plus freight. So it purely is on demand and supply.
Sure. And sir, you said new products getting added. Are we referring to, I don't know, LC3 or something else? Also would like to have your thoughts given BIS have come up with the norms over here. So is it a variable that we will look at going forward?
Yes, the LC3 is still not, I would say the commercialized, some pilot scale production has started in the Western world, at least India, nothing is Japan. But yes, it is very much on the radar and we are working on it.
Okay, so we have the product ready, it is just that we have not commercialized, should we read it that way?
It's not question of product because the product is not so important to produce. But I think the overall the technology and the scale actually, because if somebody can produce in say 1000 TPD plant, but it should be scalable to a higher level. And at the same time, the raw material availability is also to be ensured actually at least for 30, 40 years.
Sure. And sir, second last question, sir. Can you give some color around, it's good to see bulk cement terminals being added. If you could provide some color on why the rationale behind the locations where we are, and after phase two, phase three expansion, any broader thoughts on distribution? So I see a lot of jetties on the western coastline, but we have hardly anything on the eastern coastline. So how should we understand that and the location of the bulk cement terminals? Anything on the distribution, say?
So on the bulk terminals, they are clearly determined by the market and, you know, the market and the kind of demand that exists in those markets. And for East Coast, Jawal, do you want to say anything?
The East Coast, because, again, the availability of the right kind of ports, etc., is generally hampering, unlike the way the terminals are there in southern India. And ultimately, it's a very composite subject in terms of where you have your integrated facility of cement and what are the markets which can be conveniently served actually to those markets. So it's a question of taking integrated, holistic approach of putting up either bulk terminal or grinding unit.
Right, but again, sir, we don't see much of bulk cement terminals on the eastern coastline. So what we have is pretty few, actually.
No, because in east it is not there because everything is to be moved by rail only, and the rail availability of brakes itself is a major challenge in the eastern India as of now. So there is no like the sea movement which is happening from Gujarat to the southern side. It's a purely the land movement, because the most of the cement is coming to the eastern India from Chhattisgarh cluster actually.
Sure. Sir, I'll just squeeze one bookkeeping question. Will it be possible for you to give a split of OPC, PPC, PSC and composite probably for the last fiscal or probably I can take it up.
What did you ask?
Product mix, OPC, PPC, PSC and composite.
Everything is blended is one and rest is OPC.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to break that thing up. Probably I'll connect offline. But,
sure.
No,
thank you
so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just one question left. So Grasim will be launching its paint venture soon. And at the time of the foray, there was some sort of discussion that the white cement distribution network will be used of UltraTech. So any sort of compensation or benefit we will get, any quantification since it's very close to launch now?
We are working on, business sharing agreement. But as far as dealer network is concerned, it's a free market. There's no really a royalty that we will get and from them for accessing those dealers, because they are not our private domain. They are not our proprietary concerns. There are individuals whom anybody can approach to do business.
Okay, so nothing meaningful from this.
They are working independently. We have no role to play in their working model or whatever they are doing.
Understood. And just if I may, second question, I mean, if you see from an industry perspective, last 18 odd months, there's been 3 or 4 big M&A announcements by us and by a few peers. Over the next, say, 1-2 years, do you see there's further consolidation happening in the industry, and any sort of broad capacity you would like to guide us to, and what sort of consolidation is left in the industry that could happen?
I think consolidation will be a theme for a few more years. Things will keep happening as we progress along, as the industry progresses along. That is a given. There are lots of names, and I'm sure you would know them yourselves. Instead of me to repeat them on the call, the names are quite evident who will be there on the radar.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I think in the call you briefly mentioned that the cement prices in quarter four is slightly lower. Region-wise, will it be possible to share how they are?
I don't have that immediately.
Okay, fair enough. And second, I think you did touch upon the fuel cost will be lower in quarter four. So the 6-7% number, that is for this particular quarter, quarter four, on a quarter-quarter basis, or it is like 6 to 8 months?
2 quarters safely.
Okay, sure. So one can say that probably a split between quarter four and quarter one.
Like yes.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Shahdev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So just one question. You've given the plans of phase 3 coming in, end capacity by FY27, but is there any indication how much we could see in FY26 as such, or it will be like a lean year as such?
No. So it will be spread and keep coming gradually. And as we progress, on work, we will give a further granular schedule. Because right now, as I mentioned, technology orders have been placed. A couple of sites have started civil work. Major work will start, I'm assuming, in 25. Once there's traction, we will give a schedule. The way we have given the schedule for phase 2, we will give a schedule for phase 3 as well.
Understood. We look forward to that. And just one more question. You said for the quarter, the blended cost is around $150, and within that, petcoke was more like $126. So at current spot rates, which are more like $115, $116, the blended cost will be around $130, $131, which is roughly $20 saving from current rates.
Everything gets converted. Everything is at $115, and you have the math.
Yeah, provided you are able to get at 150
everything
shipments, actually. One shipment gets over 115, but you all know that the availability of pet coke is very limited. And with the every parcel, the price gets changed.
Fair point. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity again. So my question was on the carbon trading, which the Indian government is now looking to implement, the CCTS scheme, that is. So could you help understand, I believe the trading will start in FY26 and FY25 will be the year when the monitoring starts. So where do you think the benchmarks will be, and is there any potential cost that would come in because of that?
No idea whatsoever. I think I'll also learn when you learn. Let me know if you come to know about something.
I think there is a lot of talk, but I think it is too early to get a real sense, because there are multiple levers that the government is yet to take a view.
Okay, sounds about it. And also on this blended fuel cost of 150 and pet coke 126, so the coal, which means implies about 170-175, correct? I mean, if I'm not wrong in assuming a 50-50 split, and spot coal, as I can see, at least RB1 and all is now at close to $100-$105. So the difference seems to be quite big in that respect, is just if I'm, my calculations are correct.
So, Amit, this is at 7,500 CV.
Okay, got it. So, but what is the split between pet coke and imported coal right now?
50-50% in terms of
44%. 44. 44%. 44. 44. 46.
Yeah, you're right.
44. 46. Okay. And lastly, Kesoram rebranding strategy. If you could highlight about, like, earlier we have seen you shift quite fast into UltraTech brand. So, will the strategy be similar here, or will you go slower?
So we are not doing anything on Kesoram as yet. First focus is to get regulatory approvals. We'll start working on it after that. There's plenty of time.
Sure. Okay, thanks. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Agrawal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So thanks for the opportunity. One question from my end on the eastern market. So, you know, many peers have been highlighting for quite some time about the slowness in demand in the eastern market, especially in states like West Bengal and Bihar. What would be your take on that? What would be the key reason why demand is still not panning out as buoyant as other regions?
I think there have been, as I mentioned in my commentary also, there have been fiscal challenges in the states of Bihar and West Bengal, because of which there has been a slowdown.
Okay. And then second, just lastly, on industry growth that you would be expecting for 3Q. I'm sure you said that UltraTech has kind of grown better than the industry. Any number you would like to assign for the industry?
I think we expect the industry to be anywhere between 3 to 4%.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. On behalf of UltraTech Cement, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.